inch by inch, row by row. Gonna make this garden grow.
It's the gardener's equivalent of the second season of softball. And with us in line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. But will your team make it to the World Series, or at least the playoffs,
no,
we hope?
No, never. Never happens. Before we get
The Cubs won a couple years ago. It could happen.
Not again. Before we get into planting, there's probably some things that we should probably finish harvesting right now, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, anything that's bolting at this point, lettuce is, for some people, is bolting. And though having had the weather that we did, which we will just quit mentioning maybe last month, may have slowed the bolting process with the less light that we had. But still, lettuce is certainly one of those where it makes these beautiful, well, they look like these cute little Christmas trees. It gets rather bitter, and for some folks, they like it that way. But so anyway, pick it, pull it, get it out of there. If they have been growing other plants that they've harvested pretty well, cauliflower one. So there we get a big head. I'm harvesting now. And as I harvest each one of those, plant comes out because it will not produce more, unlike the broccoli, one of their relatives, which will continue to produce side shoots after we harvest the main head. So that's a great thing, and that can go on for a month or more. So anything that's really fairly well done or just got so severely beaten by the unmentionable R word, which isn't in the forecast anymore, get it out of the ground, but then we can start planting new stuff.
Like what?
Well, let's start planting more lettuce. It is time, again, spinach bolted quite a while ago because of the long daylight hours. Now that our days are getting shorter, we can plant some spinach at this point. Same thing with radishes. That can go into the ground. A lot of different greens. If folks check, the challenge, of course, is finding these if they still are available in local stores. But the different mustard greens are normally fairly quick to mature, and they hold up quite well under cooler conditions, which are coming after after this season is over. And kale, which will planted now, we can eat young kale well into the cold temperatures that are probably coming, although maybe later than the forecast says. And a lot of that will overwinter. And I even plan ahead for my overwintering crop, kale certainly, but also spinach. And I'll actually plant some spinach in my hoop house or greenhouse in September or October. It overwinters as small plants and then takes off and starts growing again as soon as the days start getting longer in the springtime.
But a lot of these plants, a lot of these vegetables, they have 60 days from planting to harvest, right?
Or much less. I mean, radishes are like 25 days. Spinach is more in the 35 to 40 days. So again, yeah, much less than that. And again, as this stuff comes up, we can pick and eat the thinnings for baby greens, which is all the rage, at the stores. So here we can grow our own.
Any rules or recommendations that we should keep in mind as we're planting this stuff? Or should we continue revitalizing our soil with fresh food fertilizer?
Absolutely, yes. Since we've had so much rain and of course the plants have grown, they've used up fertilizer or it's been leached out. They need that fertilizer to keep them growing. And that actually applies to if we're going to use liquid fertilizers, too. We can hit young plants with a shot of liquid fertilizer, whether that be Miracle-Gro or otherwise, to get them started and growing again. And that's not a bad idea to use for hanging baskets and potted stuff that we may have had out on our deck and that sort of thing, too. I was just yesterday actually watering, for a change, watering my hanging basket fuchsias. But again, check all of your plants. And with this forecast that's coming up, you're going to have to kind of keep up pretty close with that this weekend and next week, which we haven't had to do in quite a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure my garden hose still works anymore.
Well, it shouldn't have cracked in the sun.
At least not yet. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
By inch, row by row. Someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature here on KTOO Thursday mornings during the spring, summer, and very early fall.